So, we're in the middle of the Inyan of Naparnas. Important machlokes rishonim. We did a lot of different rishonim already. The question of olu v'lo nispashlu, question of lechatchila v'di'eved. Right. So now there's a piece in the Sefer Truma and the Ramban that's very significant. So let's look on page 7. Says the Sefer Truma on page 7, second column. He basim shenishbashlu b'machlas choleves. If you have eggs that were cooked, fried in a milchik frying pan, bas yoma, mutar l'titan b'mul yusam shekarin pashtida or ipcha. So you can put those eggs in with meat, because it's not by not. If you hold that, it even works by bishul. Chayyirokah sheshalka b'machas cholevis, or if you have vegetables that you cooked in a milchik frying pan. She said a kiyam b'chalav that was clean. Mutar b'tita b'tavshel shel basar ipcha. So the same idea. So it's the same concept of dagim shel b'kara, even this bashful. Then his opinion says Nishbashlu not. Then Nishbashlu. But he's working that Nishbashlu is okay. And he says Nishbashlu Mutar Shatam Rishon Nishbashit B'mayim V'ikah Gimel Nosnei Tam Shal Rishon B'machlas. He says, really, you have three notes in time, because it goes the vegetables that were cooked, the milchik rather, that was cooked in this thing, went into the machlas, and then it went from the machlas into the water, and the water into the eggs. And it's still heter, right? In other words, you have a milchik pot, so it was a milchik frying pan. So first you put cheese in it. So it's milchik. Now the cheese is gone, and then you take the milchik frying pan and you fried, and then you put eggs in it. So now it went into the cheese went previously went into the frying pan. And now it came out of the frying pan into the water, and from the water into the eggs. So it's not parnada, maybe three no same times, and it's still heter because it's just milchik. Now you can take that eggs that was tam sheni, tam shlishi of milchik and put it together with meat. Good. So that we've seen. So now, what he wants to add that we haven't discussed yet is what about cleaning dishes together? So he has different cases. So you say you have fleishik dishes that were cleaned. V'hutchu b'mayim roschim. B'machvas cholevis she'ena bas yoma. So let's say you were cleaning the fleishik dishes in a milcha kli, which is not bas ben yomo. Hakaras pshita shemutarim. So the fleishik dishes are certainly mutar, because it's ena ben yomo. The milcha pot that you put it in to clean is ena ben yomo. So there's no problem. But what about the effect of the fleishik dishes where it's a ben yomo on the milchik pot, frying pan? So he says also butter, because gimel knows the Tom. In other words, because basically the fleishik dishes were already rinsed off. So what's going to happen is the fleishik dishes are fleishik ben yomo, and that tom is going to go into the water. It went into the kli, that's one tom, into the water two times, and then it's going to go into the fleishik. By the time it's in the fleishik, it's already third tom. So basically he's saying is if you have a milchik frying pan, milchik pot, and you want to clean the fleishik dishes that you used today in that pot, you don't have to worry because the milchik can't affect the milchik keli can't affect the fleishik which is ena ben yomo. And even the fleishik can't affect the milchik, because it's going to be not bar not. Because we're talking about that you rinsed off the be'en, so it's only tam of basar in the... Yeah. He says, V'davke she'ach ha'oros mukunochas, she'emu mochlochas min ha'marok shal basar kol v'chut kum v'makmas. Daz leke rak pleitas ha'tam shal heter. Kein der im Web gekarst gelobt mit dem Jomo, hey mu knochs mit Jomo, die gibe mach was heißt das Jomo mir so. It's just the opposite. But what if you have a milchik pot, which is ben yomo, and fleishik dishes, which are ben yomo, that you're putting inside the milchik? Could you now clean it in that pot? In other words, if one of them is Eina Ben Yomo and the one of them is Ben Yomo, we said that's okay. Because the Eina Ben Yomo is not going to affect the Ben Yomo, and the Ben Yomo can't affect the Eina Ben Yomo because it's not Bar Nat. And the Eina Ben Yomo can't affect the Ben Yomo because it's no Sintam of Gam. But what if they're both Ben Yomo? In other words, and even if they're clean, say. I mean, well, clean meaning you rinse them off. Obviously, they're not totally clean, or else you wouldn't be cleaning them. So so they're rinsed off. So you have this big pot, say, that's milked. It was ben yomo. It was cooked milk in there earlier in the day. And then you have kalim that you just used for fleishik, also ben yomo. And now you rinsed it all off with cold water, and now you're you don't want to put it with hot water to make it really clean. So you put water in the milk of kli, and then you put all the fleishik dishes in. So he says, so what's going to be? So would it be mutter to do or asa to do? So at first glance, maybe it's mutter. Why? Because it's tam. So maybe, how is it going to affect, how is the milk pot going to affect the fetish dishes inside? Well, the tam is going to come out of the, went into the milk of kli, from the milk of kli back into the water, and from the water, so it's already tam sheni, and from the water into the kelim, tam shlishi maybe. So it's not going to be affected, the flesh of kelim. And then the flesh of kelim, the meat went into the, from before went into the fork. Now it's because that's Rishon. And from the fork into was Sheni. And so Mimela, it should be Mutter. But the Sefer Truma says no. It's Aser. It's Aser. Why? What about not by not? So he says the Pshat is because when the Milchik Tom goes out into the water, and the Fleishik Tom goes out into the water, so they're going to bump into each other. And they're going to be, what? They're going to be nosing Tom into each other in the water.
Two waters will merge.
They're going to be nosing Tom to each other in the water. With Tom in the water. The milchik tam from the kli into the water, and the fleishik tam from the kli into the water, are going to hit into each other. They're going to hit into each other, and mamela they're going to come basa b'cholov. Now you'll tell me, once it's in the water, it's already sheni, and sheni's mutter. But someone will explain that he's saying is that no, it takes time to it. In other words, it doesn't become sheni right away. It takes time that it's swimming around the water that it has been sheni. So before it gets a chance to settle down to become a sheni in the water, swimming around the water, the fleishik tam that went in from the kli into the water bumps into it, and now you have basa b'cholov in your water, and probably now the whole water is not since the vela, and now the whole, all the kalim, the milchik pot is going to be usher, the fleishik pot is going to be usher, and everything is going to be usher. So let's see that inside. One second. Let's see that inside. No, nothing to do with Chanan and Valua. Because Baluchanam will be balu in the kli.
Oh, okay.
Here it's. Yeah, it says. Mi yakeim digak bayim kli rovat hamishpashim. You can't get. Komokim yechelchos. Yeah, where is the line? Yeah. You can't gamma machas kolevi bas yomukum bukhar shal basa. Hein bin a yom a pshita da kol osa da tam osam kar shal basa nifla b'mayim da tam amachat shal of nifla b'mayim. They both, so both the fleishik and the milchik tam went into the water. In ki miyad nesru ha-mayim mishum basa b'chol shabahem. In ki zikazru v'nivlu b'machat zikar as osu ha-kol. So that's what the Sefer Truma says. So if both of them are b'nei yoman, even though they're rinsed off, there's not going to be any ban, the whole thing becomes basa b'cholov. The water becomes basa b'cholov, the milk of kelim become, milk of pot became basa b'cholov, and the fleishik thing also becomes basa b'cholov.
That's all
Rabbanan,
right?
What's the Rabbanan?
The whole chashash.
The Rabbanan?
The whole chashash of that the
time
of the water has to be, that the
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay if you're not talking about the Eruv Yerushalmi.
No, this is no era here. You have, how do you clean dishes in those days? You fill up a pot and you put hot and you boil hot water, and then you take your kalim, that your knives and forks, and you throw them in, just sort of like how we do hechsher kalim. They didn't have fancy ways of doing it. That's how they cleaned the dishes.
I mean, it wasn't in the sink, because you said it was.
Yeah, it's not in the sink. This is a kli rishon al gabei ha'esh. Kalu?
We had this big pot that was all aish, and then we put enough inflation of kale in there, ben yomo, and then we take out that, and then let's say you let it cool down, and then you reheat it. Would that be a case of not by not, or is that because of the same water, that that would not be considered not by not?
No, if you let it, if it wasn't run together, then let's say you boiled water, and you don't put the kalim in right away. So then the water comes out, the milk of water comes out, the time the milk comes out of the water,
yeah.
And it's now shiny.
So
and now, say 15 minutes later, you put in the flashy things, it's okay, because it's already a time shiny.
So 15 minutes is like a general, or should it be like 30 seconds afterwards?
I don't know, I can't tell you exactly what the time is, the time is. But if the case he's talking about is it was in right away.
Mm-hmm.
So then both tamim are coming out right away. So before it gets a chance to settle down, it already bumped into the opposite mid.
Yeah.
And it created Vasa B'cholof. This is the Sefer Truma. Rabbeinu Baruch of Gemaiza. Oh, you got it? Now, who argues on the Rabbeinu Baruch? None other than the Ramban. Number 8. Page 8, Ramban, third column, bottom paragraph. Kosov Balachumas Sal. Now, you got to realize that there are two different svarim. There's the Rabbeinu Baruch Bal HaTruma, and there's the Sefer HaTrumos, written by a different creation. A lot of the Choshen Mishpat things, the Sefer HaTrumos. And they're two different svarim. But sometimes, I don't want to say mistakenly, but the Rishonim interchange their names and they call the Sefer HaTruma Trumos, but it's really the Sefer HaTruma. So this is the Sefer HaTruma, Bal HaTruma. That's what he writes in parentheses, HaTruma. It's not really which Sefer HaTrumos, that's a different Sefer. So just for clarity. So then he quotes what we just saw. Ka'ar shahutku v'machas chalevs v'mayim roskim sh'tei men yomam shita da kol osir. V'tam basa v'karas nifle v'mayim v'tam v'cholam shah v'machas nifle v'mayim v'yad v'asru v'mayim v'shem basa v'cholam. V'chaz v'nivlo v'machas ka'ar osru ha'kol. Okay. So that's the Sefer HaTruma. Vani Omer comes to Ramban and says, and I say, Ishtabish Kahani. That's a lashon in the Gemara in Pesachim.
In the
No.
Yeah. The first in our Pesachim.
Yeah, but I'm talking about in the first parak, in the sugya of Haninas Kan HaKohanim. That's where this phrase comes from. Ishtabish Kahani means the Kohanim made a mistake. That Gemara has nothing to do with the. Was he a Kohen? I don't know. He's just using that phrase, Ishtabish Kahani. True, maybe he was a Kohen. Yeah, maybe that's why they use it. Talk and say maybe he was a Kohen. Look it up on your phone. Aniyam Ishtabish Kahani. He says it's a mistake. The Haina Dogim Sha'olu Bakara, Mutalochum Bakutach Mamish. Kikara hainu ka'ara, maim roshim, shapalta b'hem hainu dogim, machmas cholevis hainu kutach. Shem shadogim mutu lochum kutach kachabai ma'il mutu litein osom bein b'kutach bein b'kladis cholev shem machmas, v'dova boruho. Dafu vishes kamnu refers to shlosha dosin tamim b'inan, kanami shlosha dosin tamim heim. Vosar the cars, cars of mine, mine cholof. You see, what's the idea? He says it's not barnat. The Ramban, just when he explains not barnat, he explains that really tam sheni really means tam shlishi. Because what it means is, say the regular case of dogim shol bakara, so you had a shleishik pot, and then meat went into the kara, and the kara into the fish. Right. So now, for it to asa the milk, the Ramban explains that you need that the meat of the fish can go into the milk, and the milk will go into the meat and the fish. But when the tam sheni goes into the milk, it's already a tam shlishi. So the tam shlishi is going into the milk, and the tam shlishi can't do anything. And then, so in a chanami, maybe the milk could go back into the fish, because the fish is only a tam sheni. But the meat, the tam of basa in the meat is in the fish is a tam sheni. To asa the milk, you'll have to go into the milk. But if it only goes into the milk as a tam shlishi, so then it can't asa the milk. So the idea of not barnat, tam sheni being kolosh, the Ramban explains a little bit differently than we normally think. That the tam sheni means that therefore to asa, you need reciprocity. You don't say, well, the milk will asa the meat. No, but you need both. I need the dodi with dodi li. You need them to asering each other. And with Mela, so therefore, since the meat and the fish can't answer the milk, because that will be a tam shlishi, so then the milk won't answer the meat either. So Mimela, the din of not barnat really is that a tam shlishi is a tam kolish. That's how he explains. So Bekitzer, he says over here, you have a tam shlishi, because it went from the what? From the basar into the kara. Well, let's talk about our case now. The dishes. So the milchik pot and the fleishik. So it went from the milk into the pot, that's one. From the pot into the water is two. And now you want to ask the keli, the Fleisha Kalim, that will only be three. And three can't do it. And the same thing for the Fleisha Kalim to Asa the Milchik pot, because it went from the meat into the Fleisha Kli, from the Fleisha Kli into the water, and now from the water into the Kli, that will be a Tam Shlishi. So Mamela, one second, so Mamela is no problem. And as we'll see, and obviously the Ramban doesn't buy. In other words, the question is, what's in the Kudas of Machlokas? So one of the Sfarim we'll see in the packet here says that that's good for the Machlokas, whether you say that it becomes not by not right away. In other words, what are they arguing on? So you'll see in the packet here, I think, what's the name of the Sefer? Siach Yaakov. We'll see. That the Ramban says that once it's in the water, it's already tam sheni right away. So you don't have choshish that it's going to bump into the thing and bump into the milchik in the water, because right away, since it hits in the water, it's going to be a tam sheni. So even if it bumps into a milchik a little bit after that, it's already a tam shlishi. It's not going to aser. As opposed to the Sefer Truma Shita,
is that it takes a little time that it gets its status of sheni, so therefore, and then hence status of shlishi. So mela it'll.
So then you wouldn't be arguing really in Yisod, there's arguing whether it's time or not. So it's not like you make it so that you make it shlishi. You're just arguing about when it goes into the water. Is it automatic? Do they meet right away, be out of the water, or is it a separate step?
Yeah. Right.
It's not like that.
Right. It's just that's how conceptually he understands it. Would it be, it make it, in other words, can you say that that's good for the machlokes of this nekuda?
Yeah, that's not conceptual, it's just like that.
Right.
It's not saying like to make it to me. It's just saying is that a separate step or.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah, so if you look here on page 13, take a look at the safe. Page 13.
Some people say that the Sefer Shmuel was a Kohen, and they quoted the Kiddush and Ramban, who said from this too, that line
to prove he's a Kohen. So he says, so first he says one pshat, then he doesn't like it. So then he says, on the bottom paragraph, the right side of the fifth line, in the middle, Ramza Enum, sorry, Poskim Mechum Zem Shukhanar, Fihot Chasim Rashim Hukum Zecha Zem Mutter. In other words, Hechra Shehevin Shatam Nivu B'mayim Nivokei Am B'zecha Zeha Yolol Osor. He wants to say, originally he wanted to say maybe the machlokas is whether there's a din of not by not in water. Maybe it's only in solids. But he says if that be the case, then if it's zachar zeh, then it should make a difference. And the poskim say zachar zeh is mutter. So why should it be mutter if you have this din that it can't become not by not in water. So therefore he thinks the pshat is okay, it's richel over the kul yama, bottom line. Shaper div la tam b'mayim. Yeah, but what? Machuzim hi sha Ramban sover the shaper having not by not kevin sha b'tchil div la tam b'mayim achach m'sar v'macholof. V'il ran sover sha tam yon sa b'tchil v'tach b'mayim eino niklach tekef el sho eiz zman muat at sha niklach al yidei Shemiz Mazeg Imamayim. Also, Shom Letus Kvar Nifku Tom Zeb Zeb. And that's a Vasa Becholov. So, Shuv Nivloim Tocha Kelim Osim Osim. So, he wants to say that the Machlokas is whether it happens right away. In other words, originally he wanted to say maybe the Machlokas is whether you have a concept of not burn out in water. Because it's not like a Chaticha. But he said that can't be because then the Gemara says that it's zachar zeh is okay. It is still, I mean, if it's zachar zeh, then it's okay, but chasav ramah, shibhuz zachar zeh mutter, so why? You say the machlok is only in this case, but zachar zeh is okay, that shouldn't be the case if that's the machlok is. Well, this is not by not in the liquid also. So he says, it must be that the machlokis is, what's the machlokis? Machlokis is whether once it gets into the water right away it's a tam sheni, so then it's not going to answer, or it takes some time, like the Sefer Truma says, it takes some time to become a tam sheni, and then in the interim, it'll bump into the tam basar, and it'll aser before it gets a chance to become tam sheni. That's how he explains. Well, give me a second. So what does it say in Shulchan Aruch in terms of this machlokas? So take a look.
So this is in Machlokes Mechaber Ramoher on page 17. Sorry, page Gimel. The Arshal Basar Gutkum Yorach Olevis the Chamish Yatsa Lesvam Afil Shneim B'nei Yomam Mutim Shem Zagli Nosan Tam B'nei Nosan Tam Dei Teira Shem Mubar Lishlo Yesham Shubu and Dovah Behem Shem Shubu and Dovah Behem Shem Shem Shishim My Shishim Kenegir My Masha Shubu Shal Piyatar. So there's no Be'en here. So it's not Banat, so that's the Ramban. And the Ramah says, Yesh also a few ain't Shuma Dovah Behem, and that's the Sefer Shuma. And then the Ramah says, Achino, given the third one from the bottom, the Eidl Shon of Adaki Shutu Biyachad. This is Ches, 11 and a half. Biyachad. So it's permissible. That's we'll have that in the future pack. That's where Moshe holds that you can really use the same dishwasher for milk and fleisha. Which is his passion, because you could even put it in the same water. When you're using it zachazeh for milk and inflation, so you're using different water. But it would even be mutter in the same water. So as once you take the inflation kalim out that you clean, then put in milk in the same water, okay. So kalvachomer in a different water. So, Bekitzer, the Mechaber, Paskins like the Ramban, the Kula, the Ramah says we should be Machmer for the Sefer Truma. Okay? And the Kudus HaMacholkis is what we said from the Sefer Siach Yaakov.
There seems to be something that, as I can that the Fleisha Kri got its Buya from Basar, that's like one. And then it comes into the water, that's two. And then into the milk kelim, that's three.
Yeah.
So is that all something, assuming that I did, the original Basar was mitzvah in that clay? I mean, before, if you were in Bavashal, the Basar and the clay to start with, don't you have that extra, meaning going from the Basar to the water, to the clay, then from the clay to the water, to the, so then you have like, more?
Unless you say what that when you cook with a be'en, so then the be'en could hit against.
I mean, are we cautious for that?
What happens when you kick it?
On the reverse or not? But we have the water medium that's counting.
Yeah, but there it's tam, so right. It's tam. This is a heavy thing that could.
It's a cleat. It's a cleat. I have a cleat kalim in my basement. I mean, that's a heavy.
I cooked something in this thing. So when you cook, even though there's water there, but there's still going to be direct contact with the piece of chicken and the.
Why don't I say that when I cook my yogurt kalim in the fleisha kli, it's got contact between the kalim and the walls of the bigger kli. It's not floating. But my forks and spoons and little plates aren't floating. They sink. I thought we're saying, okay, but there's still, obviously, my mikabim over here. There's a water buffer. And I think if not, let's say the things start on the. Don't have the mind count at all.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying. In other words, what would be if you're saying this cashmere with the water, then maybe should only be limited, and then the other cases should be mutter even according to the Sefer Truma.
And if you want to hold that it's touching through, that could be. So
then, and then the other thing so. Also. It's a good time, eh? It's a good time. A good time. See what he's saying. He's saying that maybe even the Sefer Truma should be moida if the original Belia of the milking was through Bishol, so that there was a water buffer, so that it's already this. Is a, then when it hits the. So even if you want to say it takes time, it's already. It's already. Before, but unless you say this word of the Ramban, then you really need shlishi, and therefore. One second, meat to the water, to the clay, that's two. And clay to the water. Yeah, but if that takes time for the shlishi to become shlishi.
Then it's already shini, and then you can't make the shlishi.
So that's going to come in. Shlishi is the thing that won't.
But it's already making the shlishi from the pot into the water.
But if they bump in.
But it already took its time in the kli.
So it took its time in the kli. But now, now it's going
to.
It's about time.
Time,
but then when it comes into the water,
it's like four. You want to put meat into water.
Yeah. But I'm saying,
three,
right.
Clean into water three.
Well, three, but three maybe takes time to be three. Maybe three takes time to be three. But you're saying, like, one second, and then that would already come in contact with the. With the milk or meat before it gets the status of three.
I thought those were two stars. One is the three, or one is the time.
Right, but the time, but it's whatever shlav you need to get to, according to Sefer Truma, it takes time to get to that shlav.
So you want to say that? Meaning, if you want to say generally, it's like a tam sheni. It is a tam sheni, right?
Right.
So I say, oh, it takes time for it to become tam sheni.
Right.
Okay.
So fine. So it took
time
in the fleet. You want to say that? No. The water is not fine. If it's in Shani,
can't make shlishi. Okay. So then, so it's already shlishi in the water.
I hear what you're saying.
But
maybe this
slur,
maybe not.
Don't say that
it
needs shlishi and
tosh. Yeah, because every shlav you need time to get to that shlav.
I thought that if you hold the shlishi, the word is not a word of time, it's immediate. But the word
no, because I thought the word is that anything that it becomes, any shlav it becomes, to get to that shlav takes.
But if you hold the shlishi, you don't need the time for it.
No, you still need the time for it. Because you need it to be shlishi.
Yeah, but if you hold the shlishi, so then the data my focus is that what the Ramban says, the Ramban holds you don't need the time.
I mean,
Ramban's not the one with the
barn. Right. So according to Ramban,
everything's good. Though.
Everything's good.
We never had
you know, so even with Nitzla would be good, because even if you don't have your
I'm
water. Water. Right. Okay. It's good what you're saying. You know, Ramabadi told me once that, you know, his sheet the Meikar did is that you could put milchiks and fleishiks in the dishwasher at the same time. That's the Syrian community in Brooklyn. The Syrian community, Sharei Tzion, on Ocean Parkway. So that's their midhag. But based on the other Ramabani,
of the Magen Badi. I gave you this already. Matluva Badi, the Magen Badi. So that's what he told me. He holds that way also. Mikra did. So, and then he said to me, and the only time he can have on me, he said, is from the Sefer Truma. That's the only time he can have on me, he says, because the Sefer Truma is, you know, you can have the same thing. If it's a Ben Yomo of both, so then it'll get the veil in the water, and then it'll last through all the kelim. Right? So that's what he said. So he said that no, maybe I'm not against the Sefer Truma, because he said that that all the things that are in the dishwasher are pogrom. Even if you say that the soap is introduced later, but he said once the food is soaked, that's also like pogrom, because you try to eat such food, you would probably just vomit it out. I don't know if it's soap, though, because the water is like not so pure, whatever it is. So he thought the water itself makes a pogrom even before that. And that he thinks is just the metzias, and that they were maybe working with different metzias, and therefore he thought it would be mutter. But now he's saying Yosfar, maybe you have a better teretz for him. You know, what did they say? That already will be a shlishi at the time it comes in the water, and then you could say a different teretz for him, and that he wouldn't be against the. So you're helping him out.
Even
without that far. Yes, Rabbi Kalu.
When you say you've rinsed it out before, so there's no shuma, how thorough would you need to rinse it?
So Ramabadi's thing is, his thing is that even if they wouldn't be totally rinsed out, it'll be nifgam in the end. So he doesn't. Because maybe it's not so. A lot of people, when they put things in the dishwasher, they first go over to the sink and they put some cold water on it, but maybe they're not exactly. But what he's saying is that anyway it would become pogrom from the water, even though, because the big hash is pogrom that everyone asks, is but the soap is only released in the cycle in the middle, you know, not right away. So the water is introduced beforehand. I'm not advising people to go ahead and do this, but myself, if someone in a Shas HaTchak situation, you know, someone's parents are willing to do this much for their kid, but they won't have. They still want to be able to use the dishwashers. So Rav Moshe permitted Zeh HaZeh to use the dishwasher because he says that's not barna. He says, I told you, Rav Moshe said you can even use the same water. Once you take out the fleshic dishes, you can use the same water for the milking dishes. So Kal Vachomer, yeah, using different water. It's not much a chumrah we're doing here. You're having a different water. So he permitted that. Others don't like it because they feel that from his life there's always going to be the end in the thing, so they don't want to rely on this. But there's could be what to rely on. Myself, personally, I will use the dishwasher for fleishik and under the dishwasher for the milk.
Unless you're not doing the dishwasher where you have the soap that would be most common with the gum, let's say it's in the case of a spam filter, the Sefer Truma, the Ramban, and the Shulchanot, where you literally have everything just in one boiling pot. So then you have the pool of most common gum, so then how would that play a role in terms of the habit of all the other things around?
Rinse it off. So, you rinse it off. So there's no, the end is gone. Oh.
Okay, so this is the important yisod between the Sefer Truma and the Ramban. And since I wanted to leave this for a separate shiur. Okay, so next week, so I think, I don't know, I think we'll do Wednesday, Thursday next week. Because Monday, holiday, so it's, you know, people have a lot of weddings and a lot of things. A lot of people get married on the morning. Some people get married in the morning, some people get married in the afternoon, the evening. You know, there's a lot of different weddings going on. So then you can count this over, and then Tuesday, so Wednesday will. Okay. Which one? Oh, the motion of the dishwasher. Oh, yeah, here's the motion of the dishwasher is here. He permits it. He writes it's not by now. He says it here. So the dishwasher, and basically I told the over what he said. To look inside. Yeah, don't worry, you'll be, what is your first start?
June 4.
So anyway, we're not going to finish by 4th. If we had 10 shiur a week, we would. So you'll listen to the lawyer.
Yeah.
Is
it not going
to
be finished
by June 4th? I don't think so. I mean, no. We're
not going to.
Yeah, no. I mean, we have maybe 15 shiur. I'm exaggerating. But so if you have to leave by June 4th, so you should, you'll get the package, you'll listen online, and then technically we're supposed to have the shiur at least till the end of June. That was always traditional. It should be till the end of June. Look, we didn't take any real breaks or anything like that throughout the year. We went straight. And whatever we at least have to cover up, you know, all the possible calls. The previous years we did the leafish, whatever.
How long is the mosque so I'm sure
probably the end of June.
End of June.